علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the first sermon where some of these discussions have been made, although for certain sessions we will not be quoting from the first sermon because there are some introductory discussions to understand some of the statements in the sermon, and we will use sermon number 192 to take inspiration from, so that we can explain those phrases. And one of those issues that is going to be discussed later is about the fact that we need to try and gather some understanding of the situation of the believers at the time, at the onset of prophethood. And this is a necessity because in sermon number 192, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains that when you as believers contemplate on those previous nations, those previous generations of believers at the start of the formation of the Islamic Ummah, you will realize that they had suffered a lot. They were bearing the heavy weight of many difficulties. أَلَمْ يَكُونُوا أَثْقَلَ الْخَلَائِقِ أَعْبَاءً. Weren't they the most heavy, in terms of the weights that were placed on them, the weights of difficulties and problems? Inshallah, we shall discuss this in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the weights and the difficulties that these generations, this generation of believers before us had, especially at the onset of the prophethood. And he says that there were certain difficulties that had weighted upon them. Now, these difficulties that had weighted upon the people can be divided into maybe three categories for a clear understanding. The first category of difficulties and weights, so to say, that were there were the difficulties that were generally present for the normal and low class of the people, the people who are the lower class citizens. So basically, as you know, at the time of the prophethood, the political system was such that there was a high class people and there were the low-class people. And the low-class people were generally underprivileged, and therefore they had constricted lifestyles, and they suffered difficulties in of those senses. So the first type of difficulty and weights that they were carrying were the difficulties that were the result of the social structure that was existent at that time. And that was a natural result of that system that was there. And of course, when the Prophet came, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he transformed that system. But in the start, the believers still had to face that difficulty. So that is one. The second type of difficulty and the second forms of weights that these communities were facing was the result of the lavish lifestyle of the higher class. So, as you know, the higher class, the upper class at that time, would spend lavishly in their foods, in their clothing, in different things, in the parties that they used to have, in the gatherings that they used to have, such that in those gatherings, you know, thousands of kilos of food would be thrown, and they would not be even, and instead of, you know, sharing that food with the poor class, that food was not shared with the poor class even. You know, they had an idea, some of these upper class people had an idea that, you know, that if the poor class works hard, then they can achieve what we have achieved. But they don't realize it's not about working hard or not working hard. It's possible that the poor class people or the weaker class or the lower class people, they work even harder than them. So it's not about hard work, but it is the types of opportunities that are presented to the lower class, which are lesser, unfortunately, than those that are presented to the other, to the upper class, especially at that particular time.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, coming back to our discussion, we said that there were three types of weights. The first weight that the people faced was the natural result of the social structure at that time, whereby there was an upper class and a lower class, and the lower class generally was constricted in terms of its amenities, material ones, and, you know, their food, clothing, whatever, and all of these were constricted. The second group, the second types of weights was the form of weights that was a result of the lavish lifestyle and the, you can say, evil lifestyle that the overprivileged had, and because they had decided certain rights for themselves which the other people did not have those rights, and they were not given those opportunities to come forward. One of the clear examples was the right to learn and to, for example, become educated. At the time, in certain kingdoms, let's say, especially at the start of the mission of the Prophet, for example, in the Persian kingdom, and even so in the Roman kingdom, knowledge was exclusive to a certain higher class. If a person wants to learn skills, different skills, even writing skills, studying skills, you can say, you talk about different types of knowledges, these were restricted to a certain group of people, such that we have an incident in the recent history of Iran before the revolution, whereby Amir Kabir, let's say, you know about Amir Kabir, if you search about Amir Kabir, who was martyred by the British, unfortunately, he was a very great person, and he tried to bring change, social, political change in the Iranian system, but unfortunately the British could not bear his presence, so they eliminated him. When he grew up, he got the privilege of learning because of a situation that happened. Like, he did not really, in that situation, he would not have been allowed to study because he was the son of the cook of the house. But some of the family members, like the wife of the king and all of them, they just allowed him to, they gave him that, you know, access to knowledge. Imagine the access to knowledge was even restricted. So we can see the type of difficulties these generations had in the past, that if you look today, our life, we see that maybe those difficulties we do not have today, and the opportunities that we have in front of us are probably greater. Yes, we have our own sets of difficulties and tests, but then we need to find our way out of this, this quagmire, to find what our purposes are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه